NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by Ford with 50 new models for 1970. Ford is the going thing. Now with the news, Jeffrey Pond.
The nation's railroads have decided to stop running at 10 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time. It's their answer to the strike by four shop unions against the Union Pacific. The railroads accuse the unions of trying to divide and conquer them by selective strikes against a few lines in their contract dispute. If the Union Pacific strike or any other is still underway tonight, 137 railroads say they'll cease operations for the first total lockout in history. Some carriers are already cutting back. The Penn Central, for example, says it will halt all passenger service in and out of Pittsburgh 45 minutes from now. A further report from Bill Lindsay in Chicago.
The first effect of the railroad lockout in Chicago is the idling of 47,000 rail employees who work from terminals here. Officials say it will cost more than $1.25 million a day in lost wages. In addition, Midwest Industries ship $22 million in goods a day from Chicago and get about $17 million in freight. Manufacturers, such as auto firms, warn that if the trains are halted for an extended period, factories will begin layoffs and in some cases be forced to close for a lack of raw materials or means for shipping finished products. The biggest worry of the average citizen, however, will arrive Monday morning. About 150,000 Chicago commuters who normally take the train will have to seek another way to get to work. They'll crowd bus and subway riders and double the number of cars on expressways here to more than 200,000. Bill Lindsay, NBC News, Chicago.
The unions regard the railroad industry action as illegal, a violation of the Railway Labor Act. The unions will go to federal court this afternoon to seek to block the shutdown. No planes are flying for national airlines. The line was struck by clerical personnel at midnight. The Federal Reserve begins a new epoch. That story and more news after this from Ford.
A team of the country's leading car experts. They test 15 of the outstanding new cars of 1970 so they can vote for Motor Trend Magazine's Car of the Year. One car outclasses all the others. The 1970 Torino. Torino, winner of Motor Trend's Car of the Year competition. The experts drive the cars through 500 miles of tough, critical road testing. Braking, accelerating, handling, design, comfort, styling, and value meet the hot scrutiny of the judges. And Torino is the winner. In fact, every car in the Torino line, every Torino is Motor Trend's Car of the Year. Ford Torino, Car of the Year. Ford gives you better ideas.
Once again, Jeffrey Pond.
The government's banking system got its new chief today. Economist Arthur Burns was sworn in as chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, taking over from William McChesney Martin, who held the critical post for 19 years. Martin had established the current tight credit policy. At a news conference last night, President Nixon made clear that he wants the board to make credit easier, provided Congress doesn't unbalance the next budget. One American plane reportedly has dropped a 10,000-pound bomb on North Vietnamese positions in the Seven Sister Mountains near the Cambodian border, far to the southwest of Saigon. The 5-ton blockbuster was dropped in an effort to collapse some of the caves the North Vietnamese were hiding in. Such bombs are normally shoved out of the rear of a cargo plane and dropped by parachute. They can clear a jungle area the size of a football field. More in a moment.
You've got a full-size family, you need a full-size car, and you need it now. Fact. Right now, during his white sale, your Ford dealer's got full-size Galaxy 500 hardtops and sedans specially equipped at special low package prices. The sedan's great, and the hardtop, the lowest-priced full-size V8 hardtop you can get. These Galaxies have Ford's famous built-in quiet. They also come with a big 302 cubic inch V8 and beautiful vinyl trim and a big choice of options. Going full size, get going to your Ford dealers.
The White House says the president's daughter, Tricia, has German measles. She's at the Nixon home in Key Biscayne, where she had gone to recover from an attack of flu. Mrs. Nixon went there last night. The First Lady will miss a wedding that President Nixon will be at today, the wedding of Nancy Hardin, whose father is the Secretary of Agriculture, and Douglas Rogers, the son of the Secretary of State. The Navy's attack carrier Midway joins the fleet again today after 4 years of refitting to handle modern carrier planes and weapon systems. The Midway's conversion was supposed to cost $84 million, but wound up costing over $200 million, which the Navy blames on grossly inefficient initial estimates. Once again, the hour's top story. All the nation's railroads say they'll stop running at 10 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time, because of the strike against the Union Pacific. The unions will ask a federal court today to ban the lockout. Jeffrey Pond, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour when Ford, with 50 new models for 1970, brings you NBC Monitor News. Monitor heading south for the winter picks up the Nashville string band, and together we head even further south to Caribbean. To the question, can elephants swim? That answer, and the answers to many others, some amusing, all of them intriguing, shortly. At the moment, the answer to the question, what's the latest by the new establishment? Monitor guest, Miss Beatrice Doby, Chief of Research for Time Life Book, questions and answers in the book titled, Can Elephants Swim? We found out that they could.
Do people believe that Abraham Lincoln won the Lincoln-Douglas debate?
Most people do, of course, but this is absolutely untrue. It was Stephen A. Douglas who won the debates. It was a contest for his senatorial seat, and he won re-election. However, in allowing the debates, he brought Lincoln to national notice. Lincoln was absolutely, well, unknown outside Illinois at the time of the debates.
But the debates were published all over the country, weren't they?
Yes, they were. People flocked from miles around to listen to them, and the New York Times and every other newspaper in the country followed them very carefully with lengthy reports.
Mm-hmm.
And this was because Stephen Douglas was so famous. But the unexpected result of this coverage was that Abraham Lincoln became famous and 2 years later was elected president. Douglas sort of won a battle but lost the war.
He sure did. All right, what else have you got there?
One that fascinates me, it's not particularly funny, is do blind people develop supernormal senses? You know, a lot of people think that they do.
Sense of touch and smell becomes more acute. Is that true or not?
Yes, and hearing. But they do not develop supernormal powers. They simply use powers that you and I have and don't need to use.
Through usage, then, they become a little more acute. Is that it?
That's exactly it, yes, through practice. For instance, the blind really do have a sort of sonar system that helps them avoid obstacles. They hear sound waves echoing off chairs or walls or pieces of furniture. Now, you and I can hear those sound waves, too.
Yeah.
But we pay no attention because there's so many other important things for us to listen to.
Well, I'm sure all our listeners would enjoy listening to more of the wide variety of questions answered in your book, Can Elephants Swim? Beatrice Dobie. So let's take a brief break and then come back and listen to some music together and then back to the questions and answers here in the Monitor Beacon.
Today, you can give the gift of enduring health to millions of needy people in Asia, Africa, and Latin America through Medi-Co. What is Medi-Co? It's your gift to that half of the world's population which lives and dies without ever seeing a doctor. It's your gift to many millions who want to be well enough to help themselves. By supporting Medi-Co, a service of care, you help to demonstrate compassion and concern for all mankind. Through Medi-Co, you help to equip hospitals, give medical supplies, and send doctors, nurses, and technologists to train local medical personnel for the benefit of their country's future. Each day, many thousands of people die for lack of medical care. You can help by putting healing hands to work among the family of man. If you are a doctor, nurse, or medical technician, volunteer your skills. But everyone can help by sending dollars to Medi-Co, a service of care, New York 10016.
WNBC, New York.
Gene Raybert again, and our monitor music maker at the moment is Dionne Warwick.
What do you get when you fall in love? A guy with a pen to thirst your trouble. That's what you get for all your trouble. I never fall in love again. I never fall in love again.
Never fall.
back to our monitor guest, Miss Beatrice Dobie, Chief of Research for Time Life Books, with whom we've been going over the many interesting questions and answers in the book titled, Can Elephants Swim? We found out that they could. Now, how about some questions about our environment, Beatrice, our natural resources? Let's take water, for instance. How much do we use per day per person?
In the United States, it's about 1,800 gallons.
I didn't even take a shower this morning. How can I use that much? Where do they get 1,800 gallons?
Well, this is a combination of agricultural and industrial use, as well as your shower. It's interesting to note, though, as another question in this book tells us, that the total supply of water on Earth neither decreases nor increases. It remains, it's believed to be precisely the same today as it was 3 billion years ago.
Hmm.
But it's still important how we use it.
Yeah.
Keep it clean.
Yeah. Why do redwood trees live as long as they do? Can you look that up for me in your book there, Beatrice?
I certainly can. They live close to 3,000 years, the oldest living things in the world. And it's really the quality of the bark that protects them for that great length of time. It's too thick and too highly flavored with tannin to be vulnerable to any parasites. And it's the bark is very spongy and fibrous, and therefore almost as fireproof as asbestos, which for a tree is a pretty good thing.
Yeah. Now, there's something else here I want to know. Oh, what country has the world's densest population?
The Netherlands, oddly enough.
Not Japan? Not China?
No, not,
not India?
Not a far eastern country at all.
Where they sleep on the sidewalks in India, New Delhi and all that, they don't have the densest.
They certainly...
The Netherlands.
It's the Netherlands. They have 896 people per square mile.
Hmm.
And that's a lot of people in a square mile.
What else do you want to talk about? Why does a camel have a hump?
Oh, now that's fascinating.
Is it?
Yes. You'll be happy to hear that that hump is essential to a camel. It would never be the star of the desert without it. The hump is made up of fat, primarily. Mm-hmm. And the reason a camel can exist without water, as long as it does out in the desert, is that the hydrogen molecules in the fat of its hump mix with oxygen that's inhaled by the camel and forms,
water.
Know what? H2O. Yes.
Hallelujah. Two and hydrogen atoms and one oxygen, and there you go. And he says, I'll just have a little of that. Another jigger of hydrogen, if you please.
Yes, they can go for incredible periods without drinking any water. And then when they're back to an oasis, a camel, I think, can drink 25 gallons as quickly as you could drink a beer.
25 gallons?
Gallons, yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I must say that is interesting. Do birds sing because they're happy?
Not at all, no. Most of bird singers are males, by the way, and they sing for two very serious purposes. One is to warn other males away from their territory. And the other is to advertise to any females around that they're available.
Ah. Now, my next question is, do volcanoes do any good?
Volcanoes are indispensable to life. We couldn't get along without them.
How is that?
Well, they're probably responsible for the air we breathe and the water we drink. Because along with the noxious gases that they spew out, they also send out the basic ingredients of the Earth's atmosphere, nitrogen, hydrogen, and carbon dioxide. In addition to this basic contribution, there are a lot of localized benefits to volcanoes, too. If you've ever been to Iceland, you've seen schools heated by steam heat from quiescent volcanoes.
Well, where do they get the oxygen, the nitrogen, and all the stuff they throw into the atmosphere to restore our atmosphere?
Oh, they bring it out of the Earth's center.
It's down there someplace.
Yes.
When we pollute our atmosphere, what, are we going to have to drill holes to get a fresh supply of atmosphere?
That's what we need, a volcano in every town.
That's it. Thank you very much, Beatrice Dobie, for coming here and joining us on Monitor.
You're very welcome.
Our guest on monitor has been Miss Beatrice Doby, Chief of Research for Time Life Books, whose latest book is called Can Elephants Swim?
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
Big ending. On monitor, Al Martino, his latest. Now the latest in air travel.
Good morning. Welcome to Pan American.
The following comments were recorded on the world's first 747, Pan Am 747.
Oh, this is a fantastic flight, of course. The plane is just something that you don't know about until you really get into it. It's great.
I think the biggest single feature is all the leg room.
You're not afraid of bumping your head on the luggage rack and things of this nature?
Oh, this is very sumptuous, isn't it? It's so spacious and very super.
Now, I'm extremely impressed with this flight. This is the plane of the 70s for sure.
Right, I'm 6'3", and with my knees, you know, it's kind of rough on other planes and things, but with 747 is different. In my opinion, Pan Am's what's happening.
You've been listening to the plane that speaks for itself. Pan Am 747, the plane with all the room in the world. For reservations to Europe and the Caribbean, call a Pan Am travel agent and ask for a Pan Am 747.
Anthony's Sidewalks of New York and East Side, West Side, all around the country. We get together with you every weekend on the NBC station nearest you. And if you happen to be a stranger in town, they'll let you know who they are in just a few moments. I'm Gene Rayburn, and I'll be back shortly. That's right, and if you're not freezing now because some of the ice and snow has receded in recent days, don't be lulled into a false sense of security by the January thaw. There's more frigid weather to come, I'm sure, and Monitor is going to continue to keep warming the airwaves. I'm Gene Rayburn, and this is Jefferson.
Loving you's a crime, then I guess I'm guilty every time. And I always will, because this heart of mine needs you so. Maybe I'm a fool, but I don't know why you wanna play it cool. And my love is getting stronger, so don't be cruel, you're so.
Sports. Arthur Ashe, a black American tennis player, was refused entry into South Africa this week strictly because of his color. A report from Alastair Martin, president of the United States Lawn Tennis Association, and sports editor Len Dillon on Monitor's Open Line.
Alastair Martin, what is the official United States Lawn Tennis Association position on South Africa's rejection of a visa for Arthur Ashe?
We officially express deep regret and chagrin at the action that was taken by their government. We don't in any way criticize the South African Lawn Tennis Union for their great efforts on Ashe's behalf. We fully understand the position that they were in South Africa. We expect now to ask formally a request of the ILTF that they call a special meeting of the Committee of Management to take up the problem, and we hope that they will decide to expel or suspend the membership of South Africa in the ILTF on the grounds that they made a clear statement to the effect that they were discriminating against Arthur Ashe as far as permitting him to play in their tournament on the grounds only of his color.
This, of course, would eliminate South Africa from Davis Cup competition.
Yes, that's quite correct. It's the only way we can do it at this time. We all have called, as you know, a special meeting of the Davis Cup nations to consider this problem and others, and that is to be held on the 23rd and 24th of March.
Is there any chance that the USLTA will tell promoters immediately not to invite South Africans to American tournaments?
No, we feel, at least I feel that the USLTA official position is that this is a matter that pertaining only to team sports. We don't want to discriminate ourselves against individuals of South African and not permit them to play in our tournaments or tournaments around the world, because we don't feel that the tournament players of South Africa, their own national stars, they're not against this, against our rash at all. We don't want to hurt them at all. And I'm sure that all of them will be very popular if they come over here and play in our national open.
From what you know, Alistair, is it true that the South African Lawn Tennis Association tried to do everything within its power to get Ash a visa?
That, as far as I know, is absolutely true. I think they made great efforts, and I want to thank them right now for the efforts they did make on the behalf of Arthur Ashe. I think they really made every effort to convince their own government to take another stand, and they did.
Alistair Martin, President of the United States Lawn Tennis Association, thank you ever so much for being our guest on Monitor's Open Line.
Thank you, sir.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
A little Monitor music now. A Little Man, the latest in the little girl voice of Claudine Longer.
Hey, little man, better make up your mind. Come into my world and leave your world behind. La 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 la. Come down from that cloud now and leave your world behind. When you're with me, I feel sunshine even when I'm standing in the rain. Something happens that I can't explain when I hear your name. You can't help it that you are a chasing rainbows in your mind. There's so much I want to say to you, there's a little time.
You know, with all the talk about the use, the increasing use and abuse of drugs, we sometimes tend to overlook the already major problem of alcoholism, third highest on our nation's medical list. If someone close to you, man or woman, drinks to excess, he or she may be suffering from one of the most insidious of diseases and needs skilled treatment. Ask your local alcoholism council for the leaflet that lists 9 early warning signals. The earlier you detect alcoholism, the better the chance for recovery. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Your experience and knowledge may be worth college credits, and the New York State Education Department says it doesn't have to be learning gained in the traditional classroom setting. Sometimes adult education courses, correspondent courses, or special work situations can give you comprehensive knowledge in a particular field. Usually, you do not reap the educational advantages of this kind of knowledge unless it's recognized by official college credits. Now, the State Education Department offers recognition by way of the College Proficiency Examination Program. These exams are currently being offered in more than 30 specialized fields, covering a wide range: mathematics, social sciences, the humanities, education, and nursing. The fee is $15 per examination. Remember, there are no prerequisites. If you feel you have a creditable capability, find out about the College Proficiency Examination Program. Write New York State Education Department, College Proficiency Examination Program, Albany, New York. New York State Education Department, College Proficiency Examination Program, Albany, New York.
WNBC, New York.
Katie, how about lunch?
Can't, Nancy.
Oh, why?
Yeah, the boss man's been a tyrant all morning.
Oh, shit.
I've got the darndest headache.
What Katie needs is Anacin. In minutes, Anacin relieves headache pain and so its nervous tension, so you're back into action. You see, Anacin contains twice as much of the pain reliever doctors recommend most for headaches. Yes, twice as much as any other leading extra strength tablet.
Good thing to remember, Nancy.
Uh-huh.
Anacin tablets for nervous tension headaches.
Here's an important message for hemorrhoid sufferers. Several outstanding doctors report a special medication called Preparation H gives prompt temporary relief from pain and actually shrinks hemorrhoids except in severe or persistent cases. Yes, in most cases, Preparation H relieves painful discomfort as it gently causes reduction. Millions of people buy Preparation H each year to obtain relief. Remember, for best results, follow directions. Preparation H.
This monitor in 1970.
Gene Rayburn again, and stand by now. From sea to shining sea, from border to border, Graham Kerr is about to come galloping into your kitchen or living room or car or wherever you are. Here he is, the galloping gourmet.
My heart goes out to a gentleman in Detroit who I mentioned several times because of this particular hint, both on television and with you. Or maybe you watch television too, which would be awfully decent of you. Therefore, how to crush your peppercorns. And this is something which has always bothered me, frankly, because how to crush them, you crush them for a pepper steak, you crush them for many sauces where you don't need freshly ground pepper, but you need a sort of more nutty flavor to it. It's hot, but it's nutty. It's a different character of flavor to the thing altogether. So all you do is you just place however many peppercorns you want to crush into a white envelope, lick the envelope, seal it up together, grab a hold of the matrimonial war weapon, the rolling pin, and just roll it over the top, backwards and forwards. It goes like this, until you quite obviously see that you've got no peppercorns left in your envelope. Open up, and there you have them, beautifully crushed black peppercorns. Thank you, Detroit. Graham Kerr, the NBC Monitor.
Very interesting. Now, of course, if you don't have a rolling pin, all you have to do is address the envelope to yourself, mark it fragile, put it into the mail, and when you get it back, you'll have crushed peppercorns. On to the music now, and it's a bit of a coincidence. We've been talking about envelopes and mail, and whom have we now? We have the letterman, that's whom.
For your love. Yeah.
Meyerson Grant is commissioner for New York City's Bureau of Consumer Affairs, but she speaks for and to consumers all across the country on Monitor every weekend.
Ever have a sweater or blouse come out of the wash a couple of sizes smaller than when you put it in? Ever send a suit or dress to the cleaners and have it come back looking like a jigsaw puzzle? Well, then you definitely have a money-saving interest in a fight now shaping up between the Federal Trade Commission and the textile industry. And here's what it's all about, briefly. The commission wants the industry to put permanent labels on all its products, informing the consumer exactly how each product can be cleaned safely. The industry wants to continue operating under its own voluntary guideline, which calls for only a limited amount of care labeling for what they call unfamiliar materials. Well, as far as I'm concerned, there's only one thing wrong with the industry's position. It doesn't work. And each of us has his or her own experiences to prove it doesn't work. No matter how careful we are with the thousands of new and different fibers and fabrics and finishes now crowding the market, and with more being added almost every week, nothing seems familiar anymore. We can't take anything for granted. And the confusion about how to clean what is driving even professional cleaners up the wall. Many are refusing to accept articles which do not include complete instructions on cleaning or laundering. The matter will be resolved in two hearings before the Federal Trade Commission in Washington. One has already been held in mid-January, attended mainly by industry representatives. The second meeting is planned for March 17th and 18th, and any consumer who wants to present his or her views to the commission can do so by writing for permission to appear. Here's the address. It's the Federal Trade Commission, Division of Trade Regulation Rules, 6th and Pennsylvania Avenue, NW, Washington, D.C., 20580. Your letter must be received by the commission by March 10th. If you or your organization representative cannot appear in person, the commission will accept a written statement of your views. In fact, they encourage it, and so do I, because so far visible support of the commission by consumers hasn't been too evident. And unless we increase that support, we may not gain this important consumer protection. So if you want full care labeling of textile products, backed up by a manufacturer's guarantee that his cleaning instructions will not damage the product, then for the life of your wardrobe and the health of your pocketbook, now's the time to speak out. This is Bess Meyerson Grant speaking out for the consumer on Monitor.
She's right, you know. If we want something done, instead of just complaining to each other, we got to take the very small trouble of informing our elected representatives how we feel, and not just on this particular point, but any others that affect our lives. Matter of fact, why not do it now? Here's the music to write your congressman by, new from Neil Diamond, Until It's Time for You to Go.
You're not a dream. You're not an angel. You're a woman. I'm not a king. I'm a man. Take my hand. We'll make a space in the light that we planned, and he will stay until it's time for you to go. Yes, we're different, worlds apart, we're not the same. We laughed and played at the start, like in a game. You could have stayed outside my heart, but in you came, and here you'll stay until it's time for you to go.
space in the lives that we planned. And he will stay until it's time for you to go.
M747 speaks for itself. Just listen to these Pan Am passengers.
I thought it was glorious. I'm so big, I love big spaces. It just gives you an entirely new feeling about traveling, I think.
A fantastic width compared to a normal aircraft.
Much more of a homey atmosphere. It's not quite so formal somehow. Being able to walk around and talk to people, and it's very convenient.
What I appreciate also is the big, big screen for the movie and flight.
Well, I would say that Pan Am 747 has given the tourist rider an opportunity to enjoy a little bit more of a first-class type of flight.
Our only worry is that our company, when they see how comfortable it is, will stop us flying first class. That's the only...
You've been listening to the plane that speaks for itself. Pan Am 747, the plane with all the room in the world. For reservations to Europe and the Caribbean, call a Pan Am travel agent and ask for a Pan Am 747.
Majesty's Secret Service, John Barry's orchestra. He wrote the Bloomin' Thing, too.
News time is coming up now. Ba 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 ba. Radio.
Your host and monitor, Gene Rayburn.
Radio. Did you have to drop out of high school at an early age? Do you need and want a second chance? Do you need and want a high school diploma for personal satisfaction, for job promotion, for additional education? As a community service, the YMCA Evening High School is offering a four-month-long coaching course for the New York State Equivalency Diploma. New classes begin February 2nd. This diploma is available to men and women who are 18 years of age or more. This diploma is designed to compensate for those who have had to leave school before they obtain the regular academic diploma. The equivalency diploma is accepted by civil service, employers, and many colleges. It is the New York State legal equivalent of the regular high school diploma. For full information about the equivalency diploma, call the YMCA Evening School. The weatherman says mostly sunny and cold this afternoon, a high in the mid-30s. Fair and cold tonight, low 25 to 30. Right now, 30 degrees.
WNBC, New York.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour. Brought to you by Ford, with 50 new models for 1970. Ford is the going thing. Here is Dean Mell.